You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
Joe McKenna, who's our correspondent standing by in Rome, and your country working with France and Germany on a proposal for a European mission to protect Red Sea shipping.
That's right, Tim. Good morning. It's a little vague on the details, but it certainly means that Italy, France and Germany are working together. They see themselves as EU partners. They want to expand efforts to protect trade. I don't think that means we're going to see the kinds of attacks that we've seen from the UK and US, but they want to ensure that there is a military presence there, I think, in the Red Sea to ensure that the Houthis are not attacking those commercial ships that are going through that area, which of course is still a major problem for all of us.
Italian culture minister has been accused of possessing and exhibiting a stolen 17th century painting.
Yes, this is a curly one. These allegations refer to Vittorio Sgarbi. He's a renowned art critic, and he's a junior minister in the Maloney government. He's under investigation for laundering stolen goods. This painting was included in an exhibition in 2021. It's called The Capture of St. Peter. It was reported stolen in 2013, and it seems that he's being accused of altering the painting by adding an image of a candle in order to conceal its provenance, where it came from. He's denied the allegations, but it's certainly a juicy political scandal.
I've been told not to bother going to Pompeii, so I haven't yet bothered going to Pompeii, but there are some new discoveries shedding light on life there.
Yeah. It's very exciting. I do recommend going to Pompeii. I've been several times, and I have to say to your listeners, if you have been once, go again, because there are new discoveries coming to light. The restorers and the archaeologists are digging through the dirt and recovering buildings, artworks, frescoes. And yesterday I was really excited to join a visit where we visited a bakery where slaves were essentially imprisoned behind walls and forced to work with mules in very tight conditions. No space, no chance of escape. Now, if you go in the winter, in January, for example, you might get 2,000 visitors a day. If you go in the summer, you're likely to get up to 30,000. So highly recommend it in cold, dreary January.
All right. Thanks so much, Joe McKenna, our correspondent in Rome.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.